if you look at this application, you will find that this is a bunch of interfaces to a particular form of data, in this case performance data. And so if you go to choose a particular one of them, and then you click here. So this is meant to be the this is a collection of data which is being displayed here. So this is a Java visualization applet, which is a good example of how I believe scientific computing will be done. You will have a suite of a toolkit of applets which are customized for your particular application here. We're visualizing what happens on 16 processors, which are busy as the computation proceeds. And this particular interface he has some huge number of possibilities. And one danger we're going to have showing all these examples is that usually Netscape crashes if it gets tired after too many Java applets and crashes. So let's hope it doesn't get tired. So anyway, this screen dump shows a couple of other visualization applets. So I believe whatever your field, if you're a stockbroker making decisions on how to do your investments, you'll just have all your data will sit on your server. You'll have these Java visualization applets which will visualize the consequences of various possible decisions. And on the client side, which is what Java will implement, you'll be able to make small choices about reformatting your output, choosing which particular visualization to look at, and so on. So as far as I can see, Java is clearly superior to all previous languages as a way to build such applications. Certainly Fortran was lousy at building such applications, and C and C++ were not terribly easy. I mean, you'd have to use a bunch of libraries before you could build such powerful visualization. Whereas, if you diligently follow Nancy's instructions and do your homeworks and keep studying, this type of visualization is essentially involves very straightforward built-in capabilities of the language. The language is clearly excellent at any two-dimensional graphics such as this.